Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You gotta be a hard OG to come into Ozzy playing Iron Man, and that's exactly who Neil Greenberg is. What up, Greenberg? How you doing, buddy?
Hello, what's going on?
Not much, man. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Stats, gambling, all the good stuff, fantasy, sports, whatever it is you're looking for, Greenberg does it for the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at ngreenberg. And, of course, he joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Where are you at on Anthony Edwards versus SGA, Greenberg?
I think SGA is a handful.
Yes, he is.
What do you have, 31 points, 20 in the second half, 9 assists. I mean, he's tough. And actually, it looked like the Thunder coach moved him off the ball in the second half, which kind of made a mess of Minnesota's defense. So, hashtag he's good.
He's certainly good. Did you grow up a big Knicks fan? I mean, you're a Queens guy.
I did. Yes, I did. And Knicks Pacers has a little bit of PTSD from the the Reggie and Spike Lee game. The choke. That was a tough one.
Mm-hmm. What are you? I don't know that you've looked at these, that you've bet these at all. Especially seeing last night. Hard to think the Thunder don't take this down. But this Knicks Pacers series, I think, could be really exciting. I think the Pacers very much have a shot in this.
I agree. I mean, they have a lot of depth, and they play a little bit faster. That could challenge. You know, New York has a shorter rotation. Knicks obviously have Brunson, but you know, the Pacers have shown they could be, you know, clutch too. They've got a lot of strong fourth quarters. I think this is going to be an excellent, excellent series. I think it goes seven games. I think New York can eke it out in seven games due to the home field advantage of Madison Square Garden. But I think that this is going to be an exciting one.
Who has the highest odds to win this whole thing?
Thunder got to be by a mile, I imagine.
Oh yeah, I actually looked at this comparative to the NHL. So as of yesterday, the Pacers had the longest odds, but I'm sure that's going to change. The Thunder were -165. As the odds on favorite, and then you had the Pacers as the longest odds at +900. That's like a 61% chance versus a 9% chance. I think the Thunder is kind of I think everyone's expecting a Thunder-Knicks series for the finals. But I don't think we can count out the Pacers just yet. I think the Pacers, at least to get there, are probably a pretty solid value.
Okay. There is no league more associated with conspiracy theories than the NBA, especially coming off how that draft lottery went. I don't know nothing, but I find it hard to believe whatever avenue they're on, Madison Park, wherever the NBA offices are, they are desperate for the Knicks into the finals. The Thunder Pacers would be the least watched finals of all time, ever.
Yeah, you definitely want the New York market in there. I'm not saying the NBA is going to make it happen. But yeah, I mean, you obviously, one of the largest metro areas we have, and then, you know, also star power in their own right, going up against what's probably going to be like Oklahoma City team that's been pretty dominant throughout the season. But, yeah, I do think that they're going to need the Knicks to pull some eyeballs in.
We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline, R-U-U-D. Check him out, the best HVAC products in the DMV. You can follow Greenberg at N Greenberg. All right, let's do a little hockey real quick, and then I want to get to an article I think you just dropped this morning. You pointed out like the Thunder are significant favorites of the Final Four in the NBA. The hockey's pretty damn even. Now the Oilers and the Panthers are the favorites to get through, but nobody's that far out of it. Obviously Florida kicked Carolina's ass last night. Edmonton starts tonight. I'm not asking from a betting perspective. I'll probably bet some puck lines and individual games. I really want Edmonton to break through. I want Canada to get a cup. I want McDavid to get a cup. What do you think their chances are?
I think their chances are pretty good, and I'm with you. I think the storyline here is that Canada finally does it, and McDavid, not that he needs it, but gets some, I don't know if authenticity is the right word, but there's a lot of people out there that are reluctant to give players credit unless they have the team award of a championship. You know, this kid has done everything individually that you can ask for in terms of Hart trophies, Ross trophies, et cetera. You know, to see him win it and hoist the cup, I think would be great for hockey. So yeah, I think Edmonton is the feel good story in this one.
Okay. So I want to switch gears to the NFL. One of the reasons, I mean this seriously, there's not many compliments higher than you being Brian Mitchell's favorite analytics guy. Because I would say, I don't want to put words in your mouth, B, but you're fairly skeptical of some of the analytics movement.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of most of them.
Right. But Greenberg looks at all the different angles.
And he admits when he's wrong.
Yeah.
Or he'll tell you, well, I was wrong on that. Other people, you never hear from him again.
Sure. So I think it's this morning, Greenberg, that you just tweeted this out, and I'm going to retweet it right now. Looking at NFL strength of schedule stuff, tell us what you have found flawed and why you came up with your own system.
So a lot of I see a lot of outlets discuss strength of schedule based on last year's win rate, which I think is very flawed and probably second only to making up numbers, because so much changes during the off season, during the draft, during training camps, etc. I mean, just look at like something like New Orleans. Like, how can you possibly base anything on last year's numbers when their quarterback retires?
Yeah,
you know, the Vikings, right? They went 14-3 last season, but oddsmakers set their win total at 8.5 games. So what I do is once the schedule comes out, the odds makers put out lines for every game, and then I reverse engineer those lines into NFL power rankings to determine how many points per game above or below average each team is. We've discussed that on the show. And then I just look at the average opponent based on those ratings, because those are for this year. And then I just looked at who has the easiest and worst schedules, and then also, obviously, the power rankings for individual teams.
Okay, so what are the results?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
So Giants, by far the most difficult schedule this year. I mean, it's really tough. They start with the Commanders in Dallas. They got to play a home game against the Kansas City Chiefs. They have a late bye, week 14, so they're not going to, you know, they're going to be playing quite a bit. And then their home schedule has seven matchup against teams whose under win total is 8.5 games or higher. And they have 10 games against teams that qualified for the playoffs last season. So that's a tough schedule. Detroit also has a very tough schedule. And so do the Philadelphia Eagles, which should be good news to Commanders fans because they're in the same division.
You know, you hear coaches every year say, every year, and JP said all the time too, is a different entity. This team is not the team last year. Why does a lot of the analytics world just think, oh, they just because they were that last year, they go automatic bid? Playing this thing, I know if you have 1 year and you don't have any injuries, the next year you got to be worried.
Yeah. I don't want to say it's laziness, but it's easy, right? It's easy to say, it's easy to do that math. It's readily available and people buy it, right? Like when you have Adam Schefter tweet it out, I mean, that gives it a lot of legitimacy. But it's just an awful, awful way to do it. I'm not saying my way is the best, but it certainly encapsulates what the general thinking is of the teams for this coming year. And I think it's a lot more reasonable to look at it that way than it is the other way. But yeah, I think that, it makes a lot of sense to do it my way.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Greenberg just dropped an article talking strength of schedule for the NFL and kind of, you couldn't be more correct that trying to, if you're just trying to look at the numbers from last year, how on earth could you judge the Raiders based on last year? They have a new coach with a Super Bowl. I mean, he's Pete Carroll is a winner. College level, Seattle. He believes in, you know, this incredible sense of competition at all times. You trade for a veteran quarterback. Like, that situation is entirely different than it was last year. So whatever the numbers from last year show are irrelevant. And I just, so much of this stuff, especially this time of year where it's nothing but content machine, is just so stupid. And if strength of schedule, so this is a metric that I have long held beef with, because if strength of schedule was such a good predictor of things, people would make money betting on the NFL every week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I think it's more to give you a framework of teams that could maybe exceed expectations or fall short, right? So, like, you have the Giants who have a brutal schedule, and they're not expected to be very good. I think they're over-under like 5.5 games. I mean, you know, we talked about this last year with the Washington Commanders. Like, what are you going to bet? Under 3 wins? Like, it's tough to win less than 3 games in the NFL, no matter how bad the team is, just because of the way the NFL is in terms of, you know, it's a ball bouncing on the field. But I would look to a team at, like, the New England Patriots, who have a very easy schedule along with San Francisco 49ers, as a team that could exceed their expectations because it is easy and they do have some new stuff happening. First-year head coach Mike Vrabel, they have a lot of games at home early on to build some momentum. They're not really playing very good teams in the Giants, Titans, Jets twice, and the Browns. And they're not traveling a lot, you know, relatively to the other teams. So, you know, I would much rather look at that team and say, okay, I can see them exceeding expectations, at least be optimistic about them. But I'm not ready to say, you know, the Patriots are going to be in the playoffs or anything like that. I just think it gives a good framework of, you know, who can you look out for to exceed expectations or underwhelm based on what they have in front of them, based on what we know now.
I think you look at historically, sometimes you get a new coach. Unlike last year with Washington, they went straight up. But I guess they had a bunch of things change where before they were hindered by everything that was above the coach. Last year they were not. When you look at New England, do you see them as in the same situation where things are not going to be hindered moving forward?
I don't know if they're in the same exact situation as Washington. I mean, let's face it. Washington had a lot of things go right for them with a lot of new stuff in a lot of different places. Front office, coaching, quarterback, you know, they got some new pieces themselves, like Deebo Samuel, et cetera. I don't think New England's in that boat. I don't think they're going to go from like 4 wins to 12 wins. But, I mean, flirting with 500 could very well be a possibility. And that's definitely a step in the right direction. I think Washington was a very special case last year in terms of just everything working out for them. Historically efficient offense early on, probably don't see that again. They have a much tougher schedule. And I've said this before, like, I think Washington winning 10 games against this schedule is actually a step forward from the 12 wins last year because their schedule is a lot more difficult than it was last year. And people might not see the record improvement, but I really do believe a 10-win season against this slate is probably going to be an improvement over last season.
So I hear you, and I think we have to kind of keep our minds open if that's the situation, right? But the only thing I push back on a little bit, and I had this discussion with somebody here at the station last week, is the notion that did they get some breaks last year? Yes. The Hail Mary's obviously fluky. That you know what I mean? Like that does not succeed at a very frequent rate. But I personally think Jaden doesn't turn the ball over much, and that has been a consistent thing, and that's a huge way of how you win games. And I think the coaching staff has put together an emphasis on finishing halves and games strong. Like, this is not a staff.
Compete till the end.
This is not a staff you look at like, oh, man, they really botch it at the end of games. Like, oh, they leave time on the clock. They don't call their timeouts at the right spot. And I think those sorts of things, when you're not turning it over a ton and you have good clock and game management at end of halves and end of games, I think those are sustainable. Now, eventually you're going to lose a lot of members of this offensive staff, and then we have to have a real conversation about who's taking over and what happens after that. But those factors, to me, override a sense of they got a lot of good breaks last year.
Yeah, I'm not even talking necessarily about the breaks. I'm talking about, like, replacing Carolina on the schedule with Kansas City. Like,
sure,
replacing Tennessee with a game at Lambeau.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about. I absolutely think this is a well-run organization. I absolutely think that they're going to do the right things and be competitive. I'm just saying, like, you remove those games where you win 40-7 against games in which you're probably a legitimate underdog at Kansas City, at Green Bay. Like, that's going to change the complexion. And if you lose those two games and win 10 for the season instead of winning the 12 against a team like, you know, Carolina and Tennessee, like, and be competitive in those games, I still think that's a tremendous step forward. So that's kind of how I'm managing my expectations for Washington specifically coming into 2025.
Okay. I like that, Greenberg. Thank you. Last one real quick. I know you're a Mets fan. Juan Soto's a notoriously slow starter. This has happened throughout his career. The Mets fans are all up in arms. What's going on with Soto and the Mets?
I don't know if you know this, but New York fans tend to be very, hysterical?
All the time.
So, I mean, we saw this with Lindor a couple of years ago, too. I think it's tough playing in New York as a high-priced free agent where a lot of expectations are on you. I don't necessarily care, like, who you are. You know, you're coming into the Big Apple, and I know Soto played for the Yankees, and it's the same type of thing. But I think the Mets in particular lately are much different because they are with an owner that's spending money, that is demanding to be taken seriously as a contender. And, look, when you're not playing well, New York fans are going to let you know. And, I remember in Shea heckling Daryl Strawberry when he was in a slump. But I tell you what, I have a Daryl Strawberry jersey.
Right.
So I think that it's going to be short-lived, and this is part of playing in New York, and, you know, that's part of why you make so much money, because you got to be able to take that type of stuff.
It's just, it's crazy because Juan Soto had a +8 WAR last year. Like, I think he's going to be okay. Everybody relax.
Yeah, he's I'd be worried about a lot of players. A 26-year-old that's on a Hall of Fame trajectory is probably not one of them.
Thank you for the time, buddy. Always appreciate
you.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, bro.
That's our buddy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow at NGreenberg, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.